And on the line now, I have Lisa Ní An Breithimh, Head of Communications and Education with the European Movement Ireland. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hi, John. How are you? Great to be on the show.
Thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about the EU COVID certificate and how that'll affect Ireland. But before we get into that, I think it was last November I spoke to you last. Just to tell the listeners, remind the listeners about the European Movement Ireland.
Sure, John. We're an NGO, a small organisation of about 9 or 10 people that works to share information with people across Ireland about the EU, about policy changes and so on and so forth, and to be sure that people in Ireland have their voices heard as part of conversations about Europe. So, for example, one major project for us this year with the Irish government and with the EU is the Conference on the Future of Europe, which is something we'll be doing events around the country, online and in person, hopefully, to talk to people about what they'd like to see from the future Europe. So that's a good example of the kind of work that we do. It's about explaining Europe and the EU to people in Ireland and starting a debate and a conversation, however people feel about the EU. You know, as an independent NGO, we can have those debates and be critical and whatever else. So, yeah, we run events, we publish explainers about different policy issues and a couple of other things.
Right, now this is a webinar coming up and it's a very interesting one. I'm sure lots of people will be very interested to hear about this one. It's the Digital COVID Certificate.
Yes, indeed. So tomorrow at midday, that's Thursday the 10th of June, we'll be holding an online event to really get to grips with what the COVID certificate is all about. So this, of course, we will hope will allow people all across the EU and a couple of countries outside the EU too, including Norway, and it'll allow people to, you know, get back to that free movement across the EU that we had for so long before COVID, and to make it easier, it more accessible. The EU wants to ensure that everybody will be able to access this, you know, regardless of their status or whatever else, that they'll be able to get one of these certificates and then travel more easily across the EU. So, of course, at the moment, John, if we travel to another country in the EU, we're sort of dealing with the rules and requirements of in Ireland and then in the country that we travel to. Whereas this will make that all a bit easier and a bit more fluid for people, where they'll just have the one certificate that will do them on both sides of their travel. And I suppose, you know, we hear stories of people going abroad and we always have to remember that there are people travelling for a variety of reasons. You know, to be with loved ones, to see their families, maybe they live in different countries for medical treatments and so on and so forth. So this will just make that travel easier once again for people travelling around the EU, and indeed for those who are vaccinated and healthy and well who want to go on their holidays abroad and things like that.
So it's actually a certificate to say that you've been vaccinated or you're COVID-free.
Yeah, it kind of provides different details for different people depending on the situation. You know, it'll also give information on if you've had a recent COVID test and what your result was, or if you had COVID and you recovered. It'll have a range of information on it. So I'd imagine if, for example, somebody hadn't been vaccinated yet but they needed to do emergency travel, they could have information on it about tests and so on and so forth too. But that's all being sort of teed up, the details at the moment. The European Parliament just voted to approve it, and that vote was just announced a couple of hours ago, so it's kind of in the final stages now, and the national governments then have to kind of implement it and make sure it works and gets going quick enough in the countries themselves. So the Irish government will have a bit of work to kind of get it going here in Ireland, and indeed we'll have the minister, Minister Ian Smith, and two Irish MEPs, Billy Kelleher and Deirdre Clune, on the event tomorrow online, who will be able to tell us a lot more about how this is going to look in Ireland and for Irish people and how they can access it and so on and so forth as well, you know.
And this is open to everyone, is it, Lisa, or is it...
It is indeed. It'll be broadcast on YouTube, so anyone can watch at midday, or indeed they can watch back any time. And if they'd like to attend, they can drop me an email, or if they have any questions indeed for the speakers, any specifics, you know, about things like I want to bring my kids on holiday or whatever else, they can get in touch with us. My email is lisa@europeanmovement.ie, or they'll find lots of information at hashtag EU COVID certificate. And that's where sort of we're sharing lots of information at the event. And indeed, they'll be able to keep up to date with that hashtag on, you know, all of the updates about the certificate and what's happening and how to download it and everything. So, yeah, looking forward to the event tomorrow. As I say, there'll be a few Irish MEPs, the minister, and then some people from the European Commission as well who would have worked on this certificate way back at the start, and the reports that brought us to where we are now. And Aisling Brady from Oireachtas TV will be hosting the event. So it'll be a real chance for people to put all those kind of questions to the speakers about what this is going to look like, how it's going to happen, any of their sort of more difficult questions and complex questions, and they can put to the speakers. So they can drop questions in the email to me, or just come along and tweet and share on social media if they wish.
Okay, and this, as you said, it's been agreed, so this is definitely going ahead.
It is indeed, yeah, and 1 million people across Europe.
Hello, Lisa?
Sorry, can you hear me there?
Yeah, sorry, you disappeared there for a second.
Cut off, apologies. Yeah, people across Europe have already started applying to this. 1 million people in Europe have gotten it already, and now it's not, you know, fully in place yet, so that was all to be decided with that vote this morning. But we'd hope now that people in Ireland can start getting access to the certificate soon, and the view is that everyone across Europe will be able to travel with this certificate more freely, more easily from the 1st of July.
Yeah. Now, there are people out there who, as you know, are saying, I'm not getting the vaccine for one reason or another. So these people won't be able to avail of this certificate, and so therefore won't be able to travel. Is that correct?
These details, as I say, are still to be ironed out. The way that I understand it is that, John, if you didn't have the vaccine yet, or you don't have access to the vaccine, you could potentially have other information stored on this certificate, as I say, such as tests. So if you'd just gotten a COVID test in Ireland, this would be registered on your certificate, which can be on your mobile phone or on a piece of paper if you prefer.
Oh, yeah.
And then that same certificate will do you in the other EU countries that you travel to. So as I say, at the moment, it's very much country to country. So you're dealing with one thing in Ireland, and then you may have to get, say, another test when you get to Spain or somewhere else. Whereas now, this certificate will be something that's kind of uniform across Europe, so that when you get a test in one country, for example, that'll show up on your certificate for another country. So it'll just make things a bit easier for people. You won't have these difficult situations we've seen where people who maybe shouldn't be kept in quarantines are being kept just out of safety.
Yeah.
This will put people's minds at ease that, you know, the certificate stands for people right across Europe, and it's understandable wherever you travel.
Well, it's a great idea, and I'm delighted to hear that it's going ahead, and I'm sure our listeners are delighted to hear it as well. So any idea of when this will come into operation, or is it still sort of under, it's been planned?
Yeah, so as I say, the final vote went through there yesterday, and was just announced this morning that it's all been approved by the EU. So now, you know, there'll be some more stages to be done by the EU and indeed by the Irish government to just start rolling it out in the various countries. I know some other countries have been rolling it out very quickly. I suppose countries like Spain that depend very heavily on tourism, they want to get it going as soon as possible. So it has been rolled out. It's been started, we'll say, in other countries, and we hope to see it very quickly now here in Ireland. And then, as I say, the goal is that everybody will be able to travel from the 1st of July. So it should be all teed up by the end of the month. And the hope then that people will be able to travel across Europe with this certificate then from the 1st of July.
That's good news. And it's also going to help Irish tourism.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, we have to think about people coming into Ireland, and of course some countries, you know, large numbers of people have been vaccinated. So people coming over here who are safe and healthy and well, we would hope, coming and bringing money back to the Irish economy and travelling here. So, you know, it allows for those two sort of summer months, July and August, for people to travel here to Ireland from other EU countries that have this sort of certificate that will kind of put people's minds at ease here in Ireland. I'd hope, you know, that they're safe and healthy and well to be travelling. So rather than any uncertainty about, you know, people coming from different places and variants and so on and so forth, that this will be something that can kind of put people's minds at ease about travel, be that people coming into Ireland or people travelling abroad for whatever reasons they need to travel or wish to travel.
That's great. So people can watch or listen in to this webinar tomorrow at 12 p.m. If they wanted to register, is it too late for people to register to take part? Or you can anybody just take part? Do you have to be careful about?
Oh, no, like what it is, you know, it's a webinar, so it'll just be those speakers that I mentioned will be speaking, and it'll be broadcast on YouTube, so anyone can tune in to watch. And as I say, if they email me, lisa@europeanmovement.ie, they can register, or indeed I can just send them the YouTube link and they can click on tomorrow at midday, whichever they prefer. And anyone can take part by sending in questions. So they can do that at #EUCOVIDCertificate, or they can send me an email, lisa@europeanmovement.ie, with any questions they might have about it. And we'd be happy to put them then to the speakers tomorrow.
That's great, Lisa. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
No, just thanks so much for having us on. It's great to chat to the Near FM listeners and yourself, John. And hopefully this will mean people can travel a bit more easily and comfortably, and we won't have any more challenges and difficulties for people who need to travel. And indeed that those who are sort of healthy and well and vaccinated will be able to have their sun holidays if they need them. If holidays around Ireland don't tick the box for them, they'll be able to do that too.
People are a lot happier these days because things seem to be getting back to near normal.
That's the thing. I think it's about going back to some sense of what we had before, and that's what this certificate is about. You know, a big part of being a citizen of the EU as well as a citizen of Ireland is that we can travel freely and easily, and we have that free movement around the EU. So this is one thing that the EU would like to work to bring back, you know, to people right across Europe. And this certificate as well can be used on a national level if the Irish government choose for this to be something that people, you know, want to use maybe to enter certain premises or travel certain places in Ireland. It can be used for that too. So it's for an EU level, but it can also be used nationally too. So it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out and how, if it makes people's lives easier, you know, it'll just be on your phone and something you can download. Or as I said, if people aren't technologically savvy, they can always just have the piece of paper of the certificate as well. So the hope is that it'll be really accessible, really easy to get for everyone, free and easy to use. So hopefully it all works out and people can go about their business again and things can continue to get better, as you say, John.
Yeah. It's great to do a bit of a good news interview, Lisa, so thanks very much for that.
Onwards and upwards. Yes, you'll keep looking forward, John.
Okay, listen, thanks very much for taking the call, Lisa.
Thanks, John. Best of luck.
Thank you. Bye.